This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 364 for Monday, April 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Monday, with the most active months hitting new contract highs during trading. This comes after losses earlier in the session due to profit-taking. The soon-to-expire May canola contract is up $19.20 at $894.40 per ton. The July contract is up $15.80 at $840 per ton. And new crop November is up $5.90 at $698.40. There is positioning ahead of tomorrow's projected plantings report from Stats Canada. Market expectations peg canola acres for this year at 21.5 million to 23.2 million. However, dry conditions across the prairies and strong prices for other commodities could temper increases in canola acres. Last year, farmers planted 20.8 million acres. There are more steep gains in the Chicago soy complex that are spilling over into canola. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are lower. A sharp jump in the Canadian dollar is also tempering gains in canola. The loonie is at 80.58 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 80.07. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of corn are 1.95 million tons for the week ending April 22nd. That's up 25% from the previous week. Export inspections of soybeans are nearly 234,000 tons, up more than 5% from a week ago. Wheat comes in at more than 564,000 tons for a 10% drop from the previous week. The USDA reports a private sale for 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery is to be during the coming marketing year. Due to weather conditions causing planting delays, the USDA Weekly Crop Progress Report is projected to have soybeans planted at 8% complete, with corn rising to 17% finished, and spring wheat to be at 28% done. Winter wheat conditions are expected to be 52% good to excellent. The report comes out at 3 p.m. Central. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The July contract is up 23 cents at $15.39 per bushel. July soy oil is up 2.11 cents at 60.89 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $5.70 at $4.31.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are stronger as well on Monday, with the July contract jumping 25 cents at $6.57.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract up 8 cents at $4.11. Wheat futures are stronger on Monday. Chicago July is up 27 cents at $7.39.5. Kansas City July is up 28 cents at $7.09. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up 21 cents at $7.47. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, April 26th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.